What's up?
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. I'm Doug. He's Rich.
Yep.
She's Maria. She's Jennifer.
That's them.
And Roberta has been yanked from the schedule because of a prior commitment.
Aww.
With her...
her bed.
Yes.
Right.
Her toilet. There
oh,
you
she's
go.
Not...
Oh, she was throwing up, she said.
She said she felt like she was.
Oh, really? Well, whatever. That stuff gets around this time of year.
Yeah, it sure does.
Get to the fall into November especially. Early December, when people are exposed to germs and the weather's changing, everything is changing. It's like the mid-spring, like mid to late April, same kind of stuff happens.
I saw a,
the reason.
A quote-unquote friend on Facebook whose brother passed away the other day from the flu.
It's not impossible.
Turned into double pneumonia and then sepsis.
You got a weak immune system, it'll raise hell with you. No question about it. Enhance your immune system. Build up. You know what's good for building up immune system? Turmeric.
Yeah.
You know what that is? Turmeric is it's like an Indian. It's Indian spice.
It's that yellow stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very yellow. It's curcumin or turmeric. It's the same thing. But it's what the Indian. You know the people in India and Pakistan. People that use this seasoning all the time have extraordinary lifespans. So it's something for you to keep in mind when you're seasoning. If you use turmeric or that powdered substance, which by itself I would find appalling. When you take it in a capsule form, you don't have to deal with the taste. If you were, for example, you take fish oil supplements, if you take the oil itself,
Yeah, got mine right here.
Thank you. Awful.
For reminding me.
Terrible. You're welcome, Rich. I'm here to do a public service.
No problem.
All right, speaking of that... The ladies on The View yesterday were talking about situations that present themselves when going out with somebody who is either much older or much younger than you are. It would be like me dating Jennifer. It would be like Rich dating
Jennifer.
Well, maybe, No, that would be acceptable.
I like how this game works.
No, you would be. I think your age. Well, let's listen to how they set it up.
Well, let's
and
see.
Then we'll pick it apart.
Jennifer, you're what? 30 what? 3?
34.
36.
Yeah. So, 13 years. That's no big deal.
Yeah, right. That's not big.
Okay.
Right.
How you doing?
How you doing?
But see, that wouldn't work for me. So then there's Maria.
Well, Maria and I are only months apart.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And so it'd be no fun whatsoever.
I could date Maria, too.
Right. Yeah.
Sweet.
Jennifer and Maria.
You know, I was kind of leaving that out of the scenario.
Right.
Oh, bring it in. Come on.
So, and then Richie and I could date, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, not going there.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so back to The View.
Back to the, all right, so listen to the ladies. And they always, I like this program because have...
Because you think Elizabeth is hot.
Well, I think she's hot, but beside that, she has been, she's matured. She's kind of grown up on the program. It's interesting because the ladies of the
Why is it that she's matured? How come it isn't that you've matured and you finally are accepting her attitude?
Well, because I think she was vapid before. She's grown up and now actually has
something
to say.
But then you notice she has a body and now all
nice
of a sudden she's Einstein.
Right. Well, she's not Einstein, but...
Like a puddle, she's, baby. Yeah. Like a puddle.
Okay, Richie, very funny. I hope you're enjoying yourself.
So here they are.
I hear they are.
And in gossip sites like TMZ, they're reporting that Jennifer Lopez is dating one of her dancers, Casper Smart, who's 18 years younger than her. Now, do you think this is a good idea? Would y'all ever do it? I mean, you
would
know.
You?
I've done it.
How much younger? How many years younger?
I've had 15 years younger.
And that's fine, lovely. As good as having
I'm not married, though.
Would you say 15 years younger or 15 years older?
Both, as a matter of fact.
You want to hear some statistics, Alan?
Wait, here's my rule. Can I give you my rule? Yeah. If they haven't had at least two colonoscopies, they're too young.
Steve is younger than you, right? Steve's a little younger than you.
Steve is 7 years younger than me, but he looks older. And that's the beauty of it.
You know, I remember, I feel like I would hate, you know, dating a younger guy, I would hate to go to his house and, like, he leaves to go to the bathroom and his mother's sitting right there and she's like, you know, what are you doing? I'm afraid that she might look at me and go, were we in gym class together? Or do you even have your uterus? I mean, I'm just like,
you know, my son yelling, oh, Nana, in bed.
Oh, Nana.
Because for me, it's 5 years difference. And that's only recently. Yeah, that's, let me read you some others.
Barbara in 5 years.
Not everybody, but it's a lot. Ellen Barker is 57, and the man she's seeing now is 26. Mariah. But if it were the other way around, you wouldn't go, would you? No. Okay. No. Mariah Carey, 41. Nick Cannon, 31. They just had twins. Okay. Katie Kirk, 54. And the man she's been with for something like 4 years is 37. Katie looks great. It doesn't matter how you look. I'm just doing it. Demi Moore, of course, the most famous, 49. Ashton is how old?
17.
33.
So, you know.
Ashton, I went to.
Well, you know, but also with Jennifer Lopez, I mean, she has been through such a tough time in her life. She's found out a lot of stuff. She's had to regroup. You know, this girl is a survivor. So, go ahead, have fun. Well, you take your mind off of things.
It's legal.
Yeah. All right, so
poor Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, oh yeah,
we're gonna have this. Sorry.
Yeah, right. What a horrible life she's leading. All right, so the premise here, the idea is to think about the most outrageous connection, whether it's the gossip stuff you see in the tabloids about the age difference. Sharon Stone is usually with somebody who's a good deal younger than she is.
You're forgetting the best one.
Who?
Anna Nicole Smith and that old
the oil guy.
Right. Yep.
Yeah,
right.
That was the best one.
And see what all that money got her.
I don't think she ever got it,
there's
actually.
There's one now. She's some duchess of somewhere, and she's like 150.
Huh.
And the guy she's dating is like 60, but she's still like 25 years, 30 years older than him. And all of England was just aghast that she actually got married again. And she's...
I think that's great. But look at Zsa Zsa and that jerk she's married to, Prince Albert in a can.
What a phony. Oh, my God, those people.
He just takes advantage of her.
Wouldn't you be worried that they would be comparing you to someone their age if you're dating a younger guy? I would be worried that he would be looking at me and going, she doesn't have a 20-year-old's body.
Wow, but the 20-year-old doesn't have the 40-year-old's experience. That's
and,
what they...
And right. 40-year-old bodies aren't bad, actually, these days.
I mean,
Marie is a pretty good example.
I compare my wife to 20-somethings all the time, and she's got hands down.
She has a really wonderful body.
My brother, will date an older woman... Mm-hmm. Told me once that the sex drive of a 40-year-old woman is much better than a sex drive of a 20-year-old woman.
Yeah, late 40s, early 50s is when they're at their peak.
And you also know what you're doing at that point. You know, when you date young girls, you don't really know, they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, family hour here.
Do this. Yeah, right, it is family hour.
No, I mean, we're talking about dating. Right. No, hello, part of it.
Yeah.
It's dating time. Let's see, Richie will be back with a dating show theme in a moment. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, Multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs, find your Centrum specialist. New Centrum specialist helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, the dating game, the Doug Steffen Good Day dating game. Rich McFadden is married, so he's out. Jennifer's not, so she's in. Let's see, Maria's
right, don't come
in,
out
but
so
she's
quickly.
Out. And I'm in, but I've always
Doug and
been.
I are in. Woohoo!
Yeah. Woohee! Oh. All right, so it wasn't necessarily, if you were just joining us, to play a little excerpt from yesterday's View, the ladies talking about dating older and younger and who's doing what with whom. I think it was the premise was Jennifer Lopez, and then it got into all of these older men, younger women, older men, older. You know, it's just now it's not taboo where it used to be to really mix and match. It is silly, however, and I say this: if I were with somebody who was, let's say, 29, it would be silly. First of all, once in a blue moon you might find someone who is mature enough to have a conversation or kind of know or have a clue with life experiences being the reason you have good conversation. One of the reasons Tony and I stayed as close as we did is because we have, over the 40 years, a lot of great experiences together that we shared because of our children. We shared a lot of the same life experiences, whether we were together or not in those experiences. And she and I basically the same age. She was a little older than I was. But the other part of it is exciting physical stimulation, which you do need most of the time, depending on you got to know your own desires. You got to know your own libido, if that's what you're talking about, or any of the things that you are interested in terms of having a good, strong relationship. The problem with most people today is that they settle for stuff that isn't really what they want. And I think that even goes in dating. They do, if Richie's got a friend who's dating somebody and Richie says, oh, what are you doing with her? If he's close to Richie, closer to Richie than he is to the girl, he's going to dump the girl because he thinks his friends aren't going to accept her. And I think that happens a lot, too. Women dating men, they catty about, you dating that guy? How
Why are you dating
he?
Him?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas this
I've gotten
may...
that.
Right.
From you, even.
Right, yes,
but you know what, Doug?
But I was right about that.
I have a real-life situation here.
All right, hold on a minute. Tell the story in a minute.
Okay.
Real-life situations. 21, this is maybe a secret that's going to get exposed to Richie for the first time on Good Day.
Ooh.
21 after.
Plan ahead. healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
It's a theme from the Virginian.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, I don't remember Clu Gulager being on the Virginian, but he played, according to my information, a character named Emmett.
I thought Gilligan was on Gilligan's Island.
He was Clu Gulager. Was around. He had a real heavy, like almost mashed potato-y voice.
He didn't get it.
What did you say? Nothing. Move along.
Gilligan's Island.
Skipper! Yeah, okay. He was in a lot of really actually kind of weird. His career had weird things. He did a lot of horror movies. He was with Kenny Rogers in the Gambler series. He was in The Virginian, The Tall Man, The Survivor, a lot of early television shows. You would recognize him if you've seen him because he was one of those character studio guys that was in pretty much everything. And there were dozens of those guys around. So, happy birthday to him. Born this day, 1935. Still going strong at the age of 83. Next up on the birthday list for this Wednesday, the 16th, is Garnett Mims. He had a solo career and was with a group called the Enchanters. And so, I don't know.
This song is very well known by Janis Joplin when she redid it, and then they used it a few years ago in the commercial.
I remember.
They used it in some commercial a few years ago, her cover is. Yeah. Awesome.
Elizabeth Drew, the author of The Clinton Presidency and a lot of other political books. Her birthday is today. She's the same age as Mr. Gulager, 83. Will Winfred Blue Lovett, don't you cry. The Manhattans. I do not know this gentleman. I know the work of the Manhattans, however.
Yeah.
That's one of their big hits. He's 68 today. Joanna Pettit, the actress from Casino Royale, Captains and Kings, Knots Landing, etc., etc. That's how you'd remember her. Born in the state, 1942. Happy birthday to basketball player JoJo White. Won the state 1946. Actor David Leisure from Empty Nest. Birthday is today.
Oh, I remember him.
Played Charlie on Empty Nest.
The neighbor.
Yeah. 61. Born the state 1950. Happy birthday to him. Let's see. Marg Hellenberger needs to put on a little bit of weight. She's getting. She has a nice shape, but she was This is just a little too skinny. She is Catherine Willows on CSI. Let's see here. Where would we put her in terms of longevity? Born this date, 1958. Yeah, so she's 53 today. Happy birthday to Diana Krall.
God, I love her.
They can't take that away from me.
That's a nice voice.
Very smooth. Very smooth.
The way you sing off key.
Put you in a mood. It's good.
It's just good stuff, man.
Yeah, very good. Dave Kushner, guitarist with Velvet Revolver.
Yeah.
I don't know much about them.
They are a mixed mash of a couple of heavy metal bands that broke up. Guns N' Roses and a couple other bands.
45 today.
Good stuff, yeah.
Lisa Bonet, who was Denise on The Cosby Show. This will put you back. Born in the state, 1967.
Ex-wife of Lenny Kravitz.
She's 44 today by my math. Was in a couple of movies, but mostly well-known for being on The Cosby Show. Dean McDermott, the actor who was in Earth, Final Conflict, La Femme Nikita. He was in Spencer for Hire.
You remember him.
Again, another character actor that you'd recognize. And Kevin Thornton.
Oh, boy.
With a group called Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a good pop
song.
Poppy
hit from the 90s, yeah.
Is that what it is, 90s music?
Yeah.
Okay. All for Love, Kevin
Boy
Thornton.
Band.
42 today. That rounds out our birthday list for this Wednesday. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Home remedies. You don't hear about them much these days with all the drugs that are available, but a lot of them work. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP health tip from Primetime Focus. You probably know to gargle with salt water after you've been to the dentist, but did you know that gargling water mixed with a little honey and lemon can make your sore throat feel better? This mixture dislodges mucus and bacteria. Even gargling with just plain tap water helps. Researchers in Japan found that if you do it 3 times a day, you have fewer respiratory infections, 40% fewer. You can get a list of 10 home remedies in AARP's publication, The Bulletin. Some help with canker sores, that sleepy stuff around your eyes, even ulcers and gout. Witch hazel is a good example. It relieves skin irritations, including the itch you get from hemorrhoids. Just wet a cotton pad with the stuff, it works better if you chill it a bit first, and place it on the irritated area. You'll feel soothed in no time. Honey is another wonderful home remedy, unless you have to watch your sugar content. A teaspoon quiets a minor cough, and sometimes it even soothes an ulcer. Want more information? Check out the Mayo Clinic book of home remedies. And listen tomorrow. I'll cover some more everyday household items that relieve minor medical issues. This has been a health tip from Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Discussing in part here. So here's an example. Jennifer, Maria, Richie, and I are talking about dating and the age differences. Listen to this story, though. Story about a warehouse worker who will retire from his job this week, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Max Fabian. He's worked at an electrical wire and cable company in Northbrook, Illinois, since he was 21. Guess how old he is now.
I have no idea.
102.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, I feel in my heart.
No retirement plan, huh?
I've been a success.
Wow.
102 years old, Max Fabian.
Wow.
How about that? Isn't that a great story? I just find those stories when I... Yeah, that's what's going to happen here, Richie. We'll be at this. I'll be 102. How will I sound?
It's 34 past the hour, and Dick Stephens, good day. Let's get
out. I can't remember what we were talking about.
The cow, Peaches the cow is now 114 years old.
Give her take a day, of course.
It still spits out a good bucket of milk, she does.
Uh-huh. Well, I may not sound like that, but I may forget a few things by the time we get there.
What? Who's this?
Who are you?
What's your name? Oh, that McFadden.
Pack. That's it, right, exactly. I'll have to feel my way around the...
Yeah, watch your hands there, Buster.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, in terms of the realities, though... Of being, and I don't want to put you, Richie, in a difficult situation. I want to put Maria in a different situation. This is sort of the what ifs. I've been engaging in what ifs. When Tony was really sick, and I was after her to do some things that she didn't want to do because she was just tired. She was worn out, and she didn't want to do it anymore. I started the what ifs, and then I thought to myself, ugh, you can drive yourself crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the what ifs. And so is that selfish? Now, Megan and I had this conversation the other day. I wouldn't have it with Brendan because Brendan wouldn't be able to handle it. I can have it with Megan. But it still doesn't get anywhere because Tony's gone. So what if all of these things had been done? The only thing that happens under the circumstance is you learn. And it may not... I'm a great believer in there not being many mistakes in life. We come here to teach people lessons. All of us are here to help, and we teach... Tony taught us all many valuable lessons. She taught the people she knew well, the people that she loved, people that maybe didn't know her that well. One of the things that she taught us, I think, in the last week is how to die with dignity. Mm-hmm. The way that she put it all together and decided, okay, and she did it, by the way. She was very conscious, very lucid, very much herself until 12 hours, maybe not 12 hours, but in the 24 hours before she died. She took control of her life. She always had control of it. She took control of the situation. The kids said, what about this? And she said, no, I want to do that. And every wish that she, and I, she never told me, because she and I didn't really want to talk much about it, because, frankly, she knew, it didn't bother me more than it bothered her. The interesting thing is that she told me a long time ago that if anything ever happened to me, I'd have to worry about it if there was nobody in my life, because she said, I'll take care of you.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you talked about that, about how you guys decided to take care of each other.
Right, yeah. So,
but isn't it interesting that she passed with Megan because she knew Megan could handle that?
Yes, Megan was the best of the three of us when it came to this. There's a toss-up between Brendan and me as to who...
who would be the weak link.
right. In this, but Megan has always been the strong one. Megan is very strong. Not that she's not broken-hearted, because she is. But she's taken charge of all of the things, and she and Brendan have gone and done a lot of the work that needed to be done. They went to the Neptune Society yesterday to finish the work for what happens with the remains and yada, yada. And, I mean, it wasn't any as interesting, because I'm going to have the remains. I'm going to bring them here. And then we're going to go, we're going to take her around to various places that she loved.
On a tour.
Yeah.
This is your life tour.
Yep. We're going to take her on a tour.
You know, when we, I found that the busy time after the passing with my dad was very good for me.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, you know, it kept you distracted and busy, but, you know, B, it just gave you time to kind of work through all the things.
Yeah.
But it's funny, when we had the ceremony out at the golf course, and we dumped his ashes where you saw us, you know, doing the 14th green.
Right.
But then we went over to the willow tree, which he said, this is my tree, and we put the ashes. That's where we dumped the rest of the ashes.
By the way, I had a bone to pick with you. I felt left out because I wasn't in none of, we were not invited to go. It was a personal family moment.
One where we all went over and dumped the rest of his ashes?
Yeah.
Get over it.
Okay.
So anyway, we dumped the rest of his ashes around the willow tree that, you know, he always... kind of sliced his ball over towards
him. Whacked into the tree. Probably had lots of scars from balls
on the sixth hole.
Yeah.
And whenever he hit a bad shot, or knew he was going to hit a bad shot, he always pulled out a pink ball. And we put the pink ball on the tree. That ball is still there 6 months later.
No.
Nobody has taken the ball away.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great... That really says something.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. That's cool.
That's a great story. Good for you. All right. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, we were talking about ageism. And how it affects people, especially when it comes to... Now, there's some of these that are ridiculous. Hugh Hefner and his 20-whatever-year-old bimbos that have boobs out to here. You know, that's something. And there are a lot of women who, by the way, surf around. A lot of women that age...
Hey, we're going to have one of those bimbos on the show later this week.
I know, I can't
Who's
wait.
Who's that?
Yeah, Kendra.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is she one of the baby ball... baby babes?
One.
Baby... is she?
Yeah.
She's not the one that moved into the house when I moved out of it on Mulholland, is she?
No.
Who were they? Were the twins? Who were they? When were they around?
No,
remember
that?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
You remember
ago.
I told you that story, right? I had rented an
Detour
apartment.
Number 12.
I know. All right. So let me just tell you.
But this is about, like it.
No, this is the same basic thread.
Dating.
There was a woman who was a television news anchor in Los Angeles who had a great house up on Mulholland. I met her at a party, and we liked each other. We had a good time, and so I was looking around for a place to rent for the winter. She says, well, why don't you come stay at my house? So I looked up. It was a neat house, And she had it on the market. She wanted to sell it. And so as I was leaving in the spring, she had a purchase and sale agreement. Hugh Hefner was buying the house to put the two bimbos into the house. And I forget what their name. I remember seeing them up there once.
You're talking about somebody's daughter, you know.
I know. Two of them. Weren't they the same? Weren't they twins?
Yeah.
Or four of them, depending on your point of view. Okay. Anyway, so, but it's just interesting to see how always it's been. Can you imagine, let's say, Betty White. All right, let's take Betty. She's about the same age as Hugh Hefner. Let's say Betty White, who apparently, from the stories that I've heard about her, is pretty frisky, even at the age that she is. But has enjoyed romance through her life. And that's not the picture you get of her necessarily. But there are others like June Lockhart, who was the same way. And I found that out in a fairly direct way with her, how she was with men who were younger than she, wanting to not be like the characters that she's played. And so Betty White is 88 or 89. What do we say about her if she has a boyfriend that's 28?
Go, girl. That's what I would say.
Okay, but isn't that... we look at Hugh Hefner...
It's the other way around.
Right.
It depends on the person, though. Certain people can get away with certain things. Hugh Hefner, when you think about him and all of his women, you think, ew, creepy, yucky. When you think about Betty White, she's lovable and likable, you think, you go, girl. That's awesome.
It's cute.
Now, see, I think it's yucky to think about that with Betty White.
Well, because...
Because what?
Because
you're not attracted to Betty White.
That's also true. I'm attracted to her energy, to her wit and her charm, her acting ability. But would I want to take a toss with her in the sack?
I don't understand why a younger woman would want to be with an older man.
You don't understand it?
There's
a daddy complex, but it's usually money. As I said, the websites are full of girls that are that age looking for some guy who's lonely and he's got a lot of dough, and they just make a mark on him.
It catches up with you, though. I mean, my husband is 10 years older than I am, and when I was in my 30s, I thought that was great. I always thought I always dated mature men that were 10 years older. Hmm. Now that I'm in my 40s, his friends to me, they're all grandparents, and I'm like, ooh, I just don't want to go there.
Nothing in common.
I'm not ready to be a grandparent. Still have kids that are in elementary school.
Yeah, nothing in common. Zero. And that ruins most relationships that fall apart because you have nothing in common. If you have somebody that has the same interests, the age isn't so much as the interests. If I were to find somebody, for example, that was really interested in the farm, that'd be cool. Or somebody, I've had people interested in the radio, and that never really worked out.
Yeah, that doesn't work too well.
So it's better.
They become co-hosts, and then they go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's, and I say this. the family, shall we say, always exercised, the family being the three of them, always exercised the final, it may have been that it took them a while to get to me about the people that they didn't like who I brought into my life. But sooner or later, they
always tell you after it's too late, right?
Prevailed. Well, no, but I mean, they'd work on me long enough to know, you know, for me to figure it out for myself. Not that I hadn't figured it out for myself.
Well, the first 2 months, you're not listening to anybody.
No. Well, I would.
There's no talking to you the first two months.
That's not true. Megan, very influential. Megan said something to me in the first couple of months, I probably would do something about it. And also, you know, it was, Tony tried not to be judgmental, but she didn't have to say anything. You just had to look at her. And, you know, there was something there. And that was also one of the things, I think I told the story on Monday. Whenever anybody was in my life, they either had to pass, I don't mean pass muster, but they had to get over the fact that Tony was an important part of my life. And most women couldn't handle it, at least the women that I was meeting and hanging around with. They always thought that Tony was more important. And you know what? In some respects, I suppose she was. So maybe I was unfair to the women. I haven't thought about this, but now that the thought comes into my mind, do you think I was unfair to the women who I would date or see or be with when they get serious? Because I wouldn't let them dictate to me that I had to choose from one or the other. I'm not letting, you know, that would be the end of it. I wouldn't want to let them dictate anything to me. It's like a guy, Tony's father married a woman after he divorced his first wife, and she couldn't stand Tony or her brother. So Tony got sent off to private boarding school. Out. Gone. Same thing with her brother. He got sent to military school. Gonzo. Because the wife didn't like the kids. So, and how often?
The package.
Right.
Yeah.
You either like it or you don't like it. So, anyway, resolved anything with the old? No, we haven't made it any less yucky.
My brother, who has two boys, remarried a woman who had three
is
girls.
The one who's getting a new divorce? One of them?
No, it's the other one. No. Yeah, okay. It's the cop.
Yeah.
So now they have the Brady Bunch minus one.
Really?
And yeah, it's the package. I mean, and you get the whole package.
The whole world.
Yeah,
whole
but it
deal.
Works. It works well. It's a great.
Yeah, everybody is different. You see, that's the folly of all of this. You make a judgment based on kind of the world view, and everybody is so different when it comes to their preferences about the people they want to be with. You need to leave them alone, or at least understand the reason that my kids didn't leave me alone was because they knew that whatever it was wasn't going to work, and they didn't want to see me get hurt.
That's awesome. That means, like, you're going to leave me alone now for the rest of the year, for the rest of the time I'm on the show.
I'm leaving you alone?
Yeah, like, you're never going to harass me about my husband again.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh, well, that's what you kind of just said.
You just said, leave him alone.
Yeah,
all right, okay, I'll leave you alone.
It's her decision.
All right, yeah, I'll leave you alone. I promise I'll leave you alone.
Liar, he'll forget this next week.
I know.
The CC.
Did you take that?
C Crane has a wonderful Wi-Fi internet radio. The Wi-Fi, if you want to know what the Wi-Fi internet radio is, my suggestion is you go to their website, ccradio.com. The CC Radio 2, another great radio. These are inventions, by the way, not discoveries, but invention. The Wi-Fi internet radio, absolute clarity. The convenience of a regular radio, but you can get all of the regular stations you like on the AM/FM band, and you get to choose a lot of the, for example, if you can't get me on a regular AM station, you could get me on the Wi-Fi internet radio that CC Radio has by just, you can program it in. Which, by the way, is, this was the first radio. These people invented this, and now they're using the technology because they're going to put an internet band in the cars. I think, is it starting next year, Richie? Going to be,
you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm just reading an article about BMW having
its
first.
Yeah, I think maybe it's in now. Yeah,
right. It's just being launched.
Right.
I just opened the article.
Simple. It's synchronicity, Richie.
Yeah.
Simple, high-performance, wonderful radios built like you wouldn't believe.
Quality
great
stuff.
AM and FM reception. Quality, 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 the clarification of every single word it comes out of the speaker is what you're going to think is really cool. So call C Crane now to order your CC radio. The prices are great. The availability is going to get stretched a little because a lot of people want these for Christmas. So get on the horn now. 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. You can also visit C Crane online at ccradio.com.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
From 0 to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. Once again, it's that time of year when gearheads and ordinary car fans rev up for the Los Angeles Auto Show. And Chrysler drove the excitement even further when it introduced the 2012 Fiat 500 Abarth. Head of Fiat Product Marketing, Matt Davis, says the new Abarth is quite special.
I had a chance to drive it the other day, and it's truly a remarkable vehicle. It has an Abarth tuned suspension and brake system, has an all-new 1.4-liter multi-air turbo engine, race-inspired interior and exterior, and of course you have the iconic Abarth.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Occupying Wall Street, camping out is no longer an option. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Tomorrow will mark exactly 2 months since the protests known as Occupy Wall Street began in a place called Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan, New York City. Yesterday, an eventful day for all the protesters in that park. In the early morning hours, police were sent in to clear everyone out, after which the city sanitation department scrubbed the park down. Later on in the day, a judge ruled everyone was allowed back in, but could not camp out with tents and gear. Those who remained in the park overnight were standing or sitting because they were not allowed to lay down and sleep. This protester, Amos Fisher, said the ruling from the judge was not exactly a surprise.
Our government defaults to taking violent action against things that disrupt the normal way. And so, in the same way that we as humans tend to default to anger when someone offends us.
A rather thoughtful response there. Meanwhile, protesters held meetings among themselves trying to decide what to do and where to go from here.
We're going to have to find another option now. Even though if they try to do this, it's not going to stop the movement. It's just going to make it even stronger.
We're just going to continue to grow, to expand, regardless of whether we reclaim our encampment here or set up one somewhere else. We're going to continue to occupy and continue to spread our message.
A couple of local churches nearby offered protesters a place to sleep for at least last night. There is a heavy police presence and private security that is checking to make sure no one sneaks in items that are now banned from the park. Demonstrators are planning several activities for tomorrow, which again is the 2-month anniversary. They plan on marching through the subways, all 5 boroughs of New York City, and the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, a day of modest gains for the market yesterday. The Dow up 17, closing at 12,096. S&P up 6 points. NASDAQ climbed 29. Markets continuing to react to the ongoing European debt crisis centered in Italy and Greece. Federal officials set to unveil new fuel economy rules today. The new regulations will require cars and light trucks to get 54.5 miles a gallon by the year 2025. The Department of Transportation and EPA will make the announcement, which is in line with the numbers announced by President Obama this past summer. If you're interested in what's happening with the NBA season, there's nothing happening right now, and it doesn't look good. With the league's labor situation headed for a courtroom battle, the NBA is canceling more regular season games. In fact, all games have been canceled through December 15th. The Players Association rejected the league's latest labor offer on Monday and announced its intention to disband as a union in order to pursue antitrust litigation against the NBA. Tell you what, guys, wake us up when this is over, okay? And finally, as you listen to this, imagine you are the one lifting off.
It has now cleared the tower.
Ever dream of becoming an astronaut? Many of us have, and now, here's our chance. Even though the space shuttle fleet isn't flying anymore, NASA is still in need of astronauts. The space agency is now aggressively recruiting its next class of astronauts who will launch to the International Space Station and beyond that, even to Mars. So, we enlist the help of NASA's Jerry Buchholz. Jerry, all those of us who are interested have our hands in the air. Tell us more of what is required.
We're looking for people with degrees in science and engineering and math.
I see lots of hands coming down, including mine. Guess a liberal arts degree isn't going to cut it here. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden has something to add, though. He says they're looking for pilots and engineers, sure, but educators are also being urged to apply.
I say there may be a place for you as a NASA astronaut. We're actively encouraging K-12 teachers to apply.
All right. Those who are selected will take part in 2 years of NASA training before qualifying to go into space. Application information can be found online at usajobs.gov. I'm not sure all of this was a good fit for me anyway. I get car sick sitting in the passenger seat at 30 miles an hour. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.